Usually, when we talk about Q-Day, the moment quantum computers break global encryption, it's framed as this distant sci-fi horizon.
Right, like a 2035 problem.
Yeah, the classic let the next CEO worry about it scenario.
Exactly.
But looking at this stack of reports you brought, specifically from Google Quantum AI and the Federal Reserve, I mean, that horizon is rushing at us. So today we are doing a deep dive into a warning from Dr. Hartmut Nevin,
Right, the founder of Google's Quantum AI Lab.
and VP of Engineering there, yeah.
And Nevin isn't someone prone to hype, but his assessment here is really stark. He says Q-Day is arriving much sooner than most realize because of this specific blind spot in how we perceive growth. He calls it the doubly exponential trap.
The doubly exponential trap, which is different from Moore's law, right? Because we're used to computing power just doubling every 2 years.
Right, so Moore's law is a nice steady hill. You can easily predict it. Doubly exponential is growth by powers of powers.
Powers of powers.
Yes. Imagine a graph that looks totally flat for years. Boring, even. And then almost overnight, it just shoots up into a vertical wall.
So Nevin's argument is we are on the flat part right now.
Thinking nothing is happening. He literally says it looks like nothing is happening. And then, whoops, suddenly you're in a different world.
And the trigger for that vertical jump is the Willow chip,
From late 2024, yeah.
that Nature paper. Help us understand the pivot point there, though, because quantum ships have been around. Why is Willow the smoking gun?
Error correction.
Okay.
Before Willow, adding more qubits actually made the processor worse. It added more noise than signal.
Just a physics bottleneck.
Exactly. It was a physics
But,
problem. But Willow proved that if you add more qubits, the error rate actually drops.
Oh, wow. So they crossed the threshold from scientific experiment to just engineering scaling.
It is no longer about whether physics allows it. It is a manufacturing problem
And
now.
Google knows how to manufacture.
Right. But there is a second pressure point, too. It's a pincer movement. The hardware is scaling up, but the target itself is getting easier to hit.
The target being breaking encryption?
Yes. This is what keeps security officers up at night. Craig Gidney published a paper in May 2025. Back in 2012, estimates said you would need about 1 billion physical qubits to break standard RSA encryption.
A billion, which basically means never.
Right. But Gidney's work shows you can do it with under 1 million now.
Under a million, that is a massive drop.
A 1,000-fold reduction in requirements in just over a decade. And that didn't come from better chips. That came from smarter math.
Better algorithm.
Exactly.
So hardware is accelerating vertically and the hack difficulty is plummeting. But let me play devil's advocate for a second. If Google targets a useful machine around 2029, why does a hospital CEO or mid-tier CISO need to care today?
2029 is still years away.
Two words for you: shelf life.
The business implication.
It is the harvest now, decrypt later strategy. Adversaries are not waiting around. They are scraping encrypted traffic right now. Patient records, state secrets.
Long-term IP, they just store it. The second that quantum machine goes online in 2029, they unlock the data they stole in 2025.
So if you have data that needs to stay secret for 10 years and Q-Day is, say, 4 years away.
You are already breached. You just don't know yet.
Wow.
And that is why the Federal Reserve explicitly called this a present, active, and unavoidable threat. It's not about when the computer is built, it's about how long your data matters.
That completely reframes the timeline. Let's talk strategy then. If you are sitting in the C-suite, you can't just go buy a quantum shield. What is the actual move?
Visibility is first. You can't fix what you can't find. Most organizations don't actually know where their systems rely on RSA or ECC.
So you need a full cryptographic inventory,
Yes.
basically hunting for dependencies in your supply chain.
Exactly. And once you have that map, you triage. Not all data matters equally.
Right. If it's the cafeteria menu, who cares?
Right. But if it's patient genomic data, that is a 50-year shelf life. That is where you have to migrate to NIST post-quantum standards, things like ML-CHEM or MLDSA.
And NIST is strongly recommending deprecating RSA after 2030 anyway.
Which in enterprise budget cycles is basically tomorrow. You have to look at the convergence of five threads here.
The five threads.
Yeah, you have agility, supply chain risks, new standards coming out, national security urgency, and the plummeting transition costs all hitting at once.
It really puts Nevin's warning into perspective. We aren't waiting for a breakthrough anymore. We are just watching the clock run out on old standards.
And remember Gidney's quote, "I prefer security to not be contingent on progress being slow. Relying on technology to be slow is not a valid strategy.
That is the thought to leave on. If the math requirement to break encryption dropped 1,000 times in a decade, what happens if someone discovers another algorithmic shortcut tomorrow? We might not even have until 2029. Thanks for walking us through this.
Anytime.
And to you listening, check your data shelf life. We will see you in the next deep dive.